Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm delighted that we are joined together again. We are here. Today, we are joined by one renowned and one awesome. She's young. Hey, but the wisdom. Oh, yeah, but we thank God for her. And she is Pastor Pepisile Khaboso Tetsi. They don't know how young you are, ne? How are you, Pastor Pepsi? I think your volume is not connected. I can see that you are talking to us, but your volume is not connected. She is young and very wise as well, filled with God's wisdom, and she loves the Lord. Are you okay? Is your volume there, my queen?
I think not.
Now you're okay. Now you're okay.
Right.
How are you? And I've been seeing you going from one place to another, ministering. Really? How has it been like? How's your month?
It has been wonderful. I think there's nothing as exciting as coming together as believers of the same gender, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
where you really focus on, you just realize that you're not different from other women.
Yeah, they go through the same things.
Yes, as soon as you focus on yourself, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm the only woman that's in trouble. I'm the only woman that's faced with 1, 2, 3. As soon as you come together in one room, you realize it has no race, it has no class. Every woman is faced with similar challenges. And it's been uplifting, it's been empowering. Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of people, when they meet you, they're like, we thought you were a very old, big, huge...
You mean I am old?
Oh my, old way. So my queen, today we're saying to our ladies, although we are saying to men, we are not going to be biased. You will also get the message as well. May you also be ministered. We're saying position yourself.
Yes, amen. We are saying positioning yourself. And just a disclaimer as I greet the mm-hmm. Radio Pulpit family, and greetings to you, Sibongile. Thank you for having me. You know, the beautiful thing is that when the Bible refers to a woman, it's always referring to the church, and the church consists of both genders.
Yeah.
So I'd like this message to be received as a message that is directed to the church in the form of a woman.
Because yes, we are the bride of Christ, right?
Amen.
When we're saying position yourself, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the posture of the heart? What are we talking about exactly?
When we're talking position, we're talking about where God wants you to be, where God has called you to be, where God has put you to function. If you look at Genesis chapter 3, where the Bible speaks of the fall of man, the Bible says when man had fallen short of the glory of God, the Lord came during the cool of the day, and he was calling out for man, Adam, where are you? And the Bible says the man replied and said, I am hiding because we are naked. And now God asked a very important question, very interesting question. He says, who told you that you are naked? And for me, that alone was a powerful statement, because God is suggesting that you have been in the presence of someone else. You have moved your position. You've moved your place. Because in my presence, you wouldn't have known that you are naked. In the presence of God, you don't know that you have shame. In the presence of God, you don't have failure. But as soon as you change positions and look the other way and listen the other way, you are able to start seeing things that God did not intend for you to see.
Yeah.
So I would like to take you through the book of Judges chapter 4, where the Bible speaks of a woman called Deborah. Mm-hmm. We speak about her most of the time, and we speak about the capacity that she had, the big profile that she carried. But my most interesting observation about the scripture in this month of August has been the kind of people that God had called her to lead. And because when we look at positions, we normally respect people based on their titles, you know, the profiles they carry. So-and-so is a CEO, so-and-so is this. But we don't see the burden that comes with the title. We don't see the challenges that comes with being that CEO or that manager or that father, that mother, that husband, you know, that pastor in a church. So the Bible, when you start from chapter one in the book of Judges, it gives us a journey of the Israelites. It talks about the fact that Israel was without a king after the death of Joshua, and God raised judges as people that he could entrust to lead his people and provide counsel. But every time there's no judge, Israel would go back and sin again. Mm-hmm. So the interesting part is that when you transition through chapter 3, going to chapter 4, you find that there's another judge that God used called Ehud. And the Israelites were in order. The Bible says they lived right for 8 years until that particular judge died. When that judge died, the Bible says they went back to sin again. So now God raises Deborah. Now he's putting this woman in a position to lead people that have a problem with going back to sin, to lead people that don't have a relationship with God, to lead people that cannot even fight for themselves, because the Bible says they were in oppression for 20 years. The Lord allowed them to be handed over to the enemy. For two decades, they could not fight for themselves. They couldn't conquer any battle. These were helpless people, and God raises a woman and says, here's a position, I want you to lead them. And my emphasis linking this into the story of Adam and Eve is that when a position is appointed by God, it's got God's backup and it's got God's provision. Deborah was not different. She was not masculine. She was not better than all other judges that have gone before. But I see that her position was sustainable because she's a woman who had a relationship with God. Adam and Eve lost out on that relationship. So being out of that position where you are known to be someone that's in a relationship with God means you lose out on the backing up of God. You lose out on the benefits that comes with the position. So Deborah is here with all the titles, being a judge, being a wife, being somebody who provides counsel. She's still able to pray. She's able to sit and still hear the word of the Lord, to hear a message for a nation. I realized that, in fact, the entire salvation of that city relied on her obedience. If she was not available in her position of prayer, there wouldn't have been a solution for those people. The same happens today. We are where we are because we relied on Adam and Eve to keep the position. Them compromising the position has led to where we are today, to this day. So it has a lifetime impact, the issue of staying in your position. So as women, as the church, I'm saying God did not call us to comfortable spaces. God did not call us to be pretty and be Mrs. So-and-so or be first lady of a particular ministry. But God has called us for people that are so imperfect, for a ministry that is demanding, where the devil at times will visit us and ask us questions. Did the Lord really say to you? And we should be able to respond. The word must be found in us. I can imagine when Deborah was faced with the enemy, with the word of God, and looking at the experience that Israel had in the past, where they could not conquer these enemies, and she could see the doubt in the eyes of the men that were leading at the time. You know, Barak could not even pretend. You know, he was fearful. He was fearful. But there's one thing I want you to take away before I wrap up my message, is the fact that Deborah was called into a position, but the position was not all the way through.
Okay, just hold it there. Don't wrap up yet.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request.
we will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Oh, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're in 657 AM indeed. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, Pastor Phephisile Kgabotsotetse. And we're saying position yourself today. This is where we're at. We're looking at the book of Judges 4, talking about the judge herself, Deborah. And you're talking about her position. But before we come back to you, Muruti, greetings to Mfundisi Jeremiah Makamu. Hello to you. Thank you so much. Sivugile. And I think Pastor Phephisile can answer you. Ngisihlangani kamnandi. Mina ngizothi ifukile. Yeah. And he says, we are listening to you, and I'm with my daughter, Upilisiwe. Tina Nawe, only time to us apart. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in and also talking to us. And I'm so glad Utatani Makamu is listening to us with his daughter. And we're talking to queens, ladies. So tell us more about her position again. Because now you're saying that she was sent to a people who had turned from God. Tell us more about her position.
So she was sent to people that had turned away from the ways of the Lord, people that don't even know how to pray, people that cannot even fight for themselves in war. And this woman is expected to come and execute the plan of God through their lives.
Sure.
So it took a lot of obedience. So these positions, they are null and void if we are not going to be fed in the presence of God, if we're not going to hear what God is saying for the people that God has entrusted under us, or entrusted us for. So her position was important in a sense that people with all the skills and the muscles could not conquer the battle without getting the right instructions from the Lord. So to me, it shows that for that 20 years, the 2 decades where the Israelites were under oppression, it means they had no relationship with God. So when she comes, instead of thinking, I'm your leader now, therefore you follow my command, she was a type of leader that consulted the Lord all the time. And that is why she came back with the word where God says, I'm about to deliver the nation in the hands of a woman. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. While in that position, she's the woman who receives a word that says, I will deliver this nation in the hands of a woman. Mm-hmm. She could have assumed that she is that woman.
Hmm.
She could have assumed that if God spoke to me, then which other woman can do this? Because I'm the woman in power now. But the Bible shows us in the same chapter, in chapter 4 towards the end, that there's another woman called Jael who is not meant to be in the battlefield, but she's part of the victory. So as women, as the church, we must understand that when God calls us, one will speak the word, one will fulfill it.
Yeah.
Or one will implement it. And when God calls us, it's not for us to do it all by ourselves. These positions should be shared. She understood that God wants to deliver these people through the hands of a woman. However, I need Barak to lead the people.
Mm.
She assigned Barak to do it. She assigned Barak to take a lead because she understood that my role is up to this extent. And that is my plea to all women, to all people in the church of God, to say, we need to know the position. We need to know the how far, because then the plan will not be fulfilled if we are not well positioned. Then the Bible says the war took place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the enemies were conquered. But the man that was responsible that leads the enemy's camp, he escaped from the war scene.
Mm.
Then the Bible says he ran away. And when Barak realized that the enemy is not in our midst, he spoke to Deborah.
Hmm.
Deborah said, pursue him.
Hmm.
So she didn't do it herself. She understood that my position ends here.
Yeah.
The instruction I received from God was to take them out, push them to where they need to be. And my task ends here. And she didn't pursue the woman because she wouldn't even have had the backup of God. Barak went to pursue the man. But Barak also needed to have in mind the fact that God said, so his word will not change, it will not return void. Mm. God said the victory will be in the hands of a woman. And the woman shows up at the end by the name of Jael, which is the woman that eventually killed the king of the enemy's side. And this made me appreciate the power of positions. When positions are well aligned, when a husband is submissive to, when a wife is submissive to a husband, mm-hmm. when a church submits to its leaders, mm-hmm. when a church is submitted under Christ, or men and women are submitted under Christ, there is order, and all that God intended for us will not be quenched by anything, because everyone will be in their position. Just the same as in a scene of war, there are people that are assigned to be on the lookout, to be watchmen, to mm-hmm. see the enemy's next step, while others are preparing to attack, while others are just watching over the city to ensure that their assets are not destroyed. Mm. So we are not all called to do everything at the same time. We need to come to a place of listening to one another. We need to come to a place of trusting one another. Receive the word, pass the word on. It may not be for you to fulfill it, but only for you to hear it, because you have the ears to hear the Lord. And that's what we are learning. And as women, the married ones, listen more and speak what you have heard, and you will see the husband, the head of the house, executing the plan. And don't say, I will not receive my glory. There's a woman in the Bible, when Moses was hidden in a basket, there's a woman that saw the baby Moses. She took the baby. She could have said, I'm the one who found the baby, therefore I'm going to keep the baby. The baby could have died in her hands because she was not well positioned. She did not have the same favor that the daughter of Pharaoh had. So positions have to be backed up by the favor of God. Otherwise, we will be acting out of jurisdiction. And we need to be careful as a church to act within our jurisdiction. The woman goes and she talks to the daughter of Pharaoh and say, I found a baby and it's a boy. Moses was saved because of the obedience of that woman, because that woman did not want to receive the glory. Moses grew up, he was being referred to as the daughter of Pharaoh, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Yes. So the woman could have been jealous and say, if I give away this child, no one will know that I'm the one who discovered him. And I'm saying, we have different callings, but the same victory.
Sure, yeah. Murute, sometimes we look at you guys who are up there, and I've seen it happening, and we think and believe that we also can deliver.
Yes.
We don't even know. We don't even know the price. Yes, Murute.
And really, you may think you can deliver, but you have the backup. Because these things are not about your muscles. They're not about what you think you can do. They're about what you are ordained to do. They're about what you are chosen to do, elected to do. The woman Jael did not have the weapons. Everybody was in the war. They all had weapons, all types. They had costumes that they were wearing. But this woman was found face to face with the enemy without weapons. Without all the things that you think you need to be in war. She didn't have all that, but the enemy came to rest in her presence, and the Lord gave her wisdom to use whatever she had. So it means it's not about the amount of weapons that you carry. It's not the skill that works. It is the backup of God, because there were 10,000 men in the battlefield, but they still could not catch the enemy or the king of that nation. They couldn't catch him with all the resources. He got off the chariot and he ran off by foot. But he came to rest in that woman's place, because that woman, her position had favor. She was able to find a way out, and she was able to conquer with whatever that she had. So you don't need all the things that the world has presented or taught us to be things that work for us. All we need is to have the backup of God, the presence of God in everything that we do. We will see He will back us up, and we will succeed. So if you envy other people, you may need to start where they started. There's no tree that just grows and have leaves without roots. Every tree must grow in darkness before it can come to light. What people see on the outside, that is why even if you cut one branch, the tree comes back, because the life of the tree is not on what you see, but it's in the darkness. So we should be willing to grow both sides, down and upwards. Those that we envy on the big platforms, we may not survive their shoes, because we don't have the same size of roots. So we need to be careful and just go for the positions that God has called us for, and we will see him give us victory.
Sometimes there are those already who are positioned correctly and they are doing the work, but they believe that they should be Deborah and Jael in one. How do you know this is where my jurisdiction ends? You know, when I am in Kilner Park and something happens in Kilner Park, I can't go and report it in Sunnyside, because the jurisdiction of the police stations, the police will end at Kilner Park. They end here. There's a demarcation line. So when it comes to us, how do I know as a child of God that this is my demarcation line? This is up to where I have to go. And so that we can do that for the glory of the Father, because some think they also, I think maybe David found himself in the same position when he thought that he should build the house, but that was not for him, but it was for his son to build the house. And if he had forced it, it wouldn't have worked out as well. And maybe sometimes we exhaust ourselves, we are worn out, we are irritable, and we do not even make the impact that we should, because we have gone out of a jurisdiction. So how do we find out where should we end, where God is putting us?
You know, there's a statement my husband likes mentioning. He likes saying, "Ditsela tsa Modimo di straight."
Yeah.
So he always says when people ask questions about is it right or wrong to do 1, 2, 3, it's because they know the truth. So when God calls us into a place or into ministry, he gives clear instructions. We've seen it with even Noah. When he was called to build, he had clear instructions. So what we do, we just get carried away and want to go all the way. So it's not that God was not clear when he called us or when he spoke a word to us. What we need to do, though, is to never make a move without the Lord. You know, when Moses says, if you do not come with us, we are not going anywhere. Moses is trying to say, yes, I know you called me at first, but I still need to be sure this time around at this level that it's you again. Because there could be many voices that are speaking in between. So it's very important for the Jael and Deborah in one to always consult the Lord, to always go back to the Lord. We've seen it with Jehoshaphat. He would have many battles, but every time he had to face a battle, he had to consult. And because this journey does not have experience. So you don't say he spoke to me in January, therefore he's the one speaking even now. It could be your own pride. It could be your own voice. So we have a responsibility to have a consistent relationship with God so that we hear him all the time. Is it you? You know when Peter came out of the boat after the other disciples were saying it could be a ghost that's walking on water. He stood up and he said, if it is you, command me to come.
Yeah.
So Peter was convinced in him that it could be the Lord, but he was not sure. Then he says, if it's you, command me to come. So we have to always keep in faith and say, Lord, is now that the enemy is running away, should I run? Should I pursue him? And if God says no, it's a no, it ends there. And it's a battle that we are facing. I have seen quite a number of women that have the call of God, and they start to have frustrations around, the man of God does not give me game time. But the question is, yes, you are called, but what are you called for and who are you called for? Because it could be that you are in that church, you are serving, but that's not where your ministry is. You are there in support of the one you are married to. And you will do anything to support them. But you find that your call is actually on the streets. And until you are clear of where God wants you to be, you will remain frustrated and want to compete for positions and want to do what others should be doing. And by so doing, you still not achieve because you don't have the grace for it.
All right.
And your labor will be in vain.
A family member says, Sibongile, thank you so much for the topic with Pastor Pepisile. My question is that how do I find who I am in God's kingdom? How do we find that? And Silvana and me in Cape Town saying, good afternoon. We are enjoying your program, and Pastor Pepsi, my mom and I are listening in Cape Town. Thank you for blessing us. I hope they are also tuned into Facebook. They can see you waving.
I'm waving in the spirit.
So how do we, the question is, how do I find myself in God's kingdom, my queen?
We find ourselves in prayer. I think the biggest enemy of any believer is prayerlessness. I listened to a man of God, and he was saying, the reason you are prayerless, it's because the word is not in you. You don't read the word. So there's no way you can burst into prayer without the word. So we need to read the word. The more you read the word, it's the more you'll understand the ways of the Lord. It's the more you'll find yourself. And the more you read it, the more you are pushed into a corner of prayer. And the more you pray, you learn to listen to God speak to your life. And people think life is about identifying a role model and imitate that person. If God intended for us to replicate the people that are out there, we wouldn't be born. We are born because we carry something different. The least we can take from our role models is inspiration. But we still have to come back and find ourselves, because our journey is not of that, of those people that we aspire to be. Even Elijah and Elisha, they had different lives. Even though the other mentored the other, but when you look at their lives unfolding, they're different. There's no replica of the other. And that's what God wants from all of us, for us to fulfill our purpose. But without prayer, prayer is where we communicate, where we learn to hear God, where we find direction, where we make peace with certain things, because then God is able to reveal them unto us in different forms. So that's how we find ourselves.
All righty then, let's take a break, and then we're coming back. Family, you can also talk to us. We are live on Facebook, or you can talk to us via our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. You can also call in. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. We're coming back, taking the sounds of Pastor Colin Maluleke featuring Pastor Sicelo Moya. Arise.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Advertiser e-business lapho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit iyi-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane, futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze ibhizinisi lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. Gave you the sounds of Pastor Colin Maluleke featuring Pastor Sicelo Moya. Arise is the song. So it's Colin Maluleke featuring Sicelo Moya. Arise. That one had to go in. That one had to go in, Pastor Pepsi, because Deborah arose. We are talking to Deborah today, saying, arose, arise, arise, arise. Okay, then. Good day to you, Grace Maoka. How are you? Let's hear Sisiphindile quickly. Isikhathi sethu sibalekile, man. Let's hear Sisiphindile. Hi, Sisiphindi.
Oh, hello. We thank you. We thank you. Just listening. Yeah, what a revelation. Like a table. I was just asking myself when they say that the women are not supposed to stand on the pulpit. But this thing gave me a revelation that Deborah was called after Joshua. So, women are called by God. And most of the time, if you give a woman a task, it makes sure that that task is fulfilled. What I have learned in this thing, that we must learn to listen to the voice of God, not to walk by experience, to listen what God is saying.
Right.
If God is silent or is not saying that you must move, let us not move. You can see now, it's good, but there are a lot of movement of women. Instead of supporting each movement, we open, like we are competing.
Yeah.
May God help us. One thing I learned, that when we are on your lane, God is with you. But once you start being competing and being want to be somebody else, there is a problem. But what I have noticed, that women in these last days are very powerful. So let us sing as nyat. Let us do what God wants us to do. I thank you, Spongile.
Thank you, Sis Pindi. Thank you, Sis Pindi. Anonymous, I'm also struggling to find my voice, God's voice, and the enemy's voice. How do I differentiate these? Thank you, Sis Pindile. Thanks to Sis Grace and Anonymous. Pastor Pepsi, how do you differentiate the voices?
You need to silence your own voice. It takes a lot of effort for your mind to shut down.
Right.
And it's natural for most of us when we go into prayer, you almost pray the things you are thinking about. You recite the prayers before you even say them. And when the Lord calls us to prayer, he calls us to a place of surrender, where refuse to hear anything, even your own emotions must be silent. Refuse to hear any sound. And when it's God speaking, you will clearly hear his word. And when it's the enemy whispering, you will not have peace with that has been said. So anything that is not from God will not give you peace. You'll always ask yourself, could this be God? Does it really mean, or what does this mean? You'll always have questions. But if it's God, you will not have a doubt that it's God who spoke, and it's God that spoke to you, because you'll have the peace in you. So I would say, measure it with the peace that it gives you after hearing that word. But try by all means to silence all the noise in you before you go to a place of intimacy with the Lord. And the more you spend time in the presence of God, you will learn to know his voice better.
You remind me of my late grandmother who would say, hey, if you don't have peace, if they called you and say, come, if there's no peace, because you will pay now. If you do go, but you didn't have peace about it, then you will pay the price. So listen to the inner man. Yo, Muruti, our time is running really quickly, Osis Pindile says, do not look down upon yourselves as women. Do not look down upon yourselves. And I think that you can do that when you're hidden in Christ. Deborah knew she's not alone. God is leading her. And I think that's why she was able to arise. But some of us do not even believe in who God says we are.
We need to start believing, because who God says we are has to do with other people. Deborah arising meant the salvation of an entire city.
So meaning that other things and other people's lives can stop and also be in trouble because I'm not taking my position.
That's it. It's as simple as ABC. And if you start looking at it in that manner, you will get up enough. Because it's not about us. It is not about us. There are people that will not come out because I did not rise. There are women that will not heal, or children that will not heal because I did not come out to share my story. There's someone who will not disclose their rape case because the person who was raped and conquered did not come back to testify. That's why Revelations 12 says they conquered by the word of their testimony. So we are rising because we are saying no more oppression for God's people. That's what Deborah was doing. She was rising to say 20 years, it's enough. 20 years, it's enough. I'm rising now. The Lord will see us through. And God did exactly that. So if Deborah did not arise, we have another added decade in the lives of those people under oppression.
Sure. Mfundisi, where do we find you if we'd like to talk to you directly?
I'm on Facebook, Pepisile Gabotsotetsi, on YouTube, Pastor Pepsi, on Instagram, Pastor Pepsi, and on TikTok, Pastor Pepsi.
Alrighty then. Can we take it to the Lord in prayer?
Yes. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your word is light unto our feet. We thank you that you use your word to correct, to judge our thoughts, our intentions. Mudimu Ria Leboha, that you made this opportunity for us as a church, as women, to reflect on our actions. Is it God that has called us? If it's you, O God, who has called us, command us to come. But even when we have reached our jurisdiction, Lord, we pray that we may know that we end here. If my ministry can only achieve up to this far, let me, O God, allow other ministries to carry the work of God forward. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you have raised us as arrows to go to the ends of the earth and save your people. We thank you, O God Almighty, that you'll continue to empower the church and give us the victory that is due to your people. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father, for that woman who says, I want to rise, but I'm not confident. May you give them the courage. And that one that says, I'm in the battlefield, but should I go on, or someone else should carry the baton? We pray for those elderly, oh God, that should take rest and retire and allow the young ones to run with the mandate of Christ, that God, you may give them the trust and the courage that they need to allow your work to continue to the next generation. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. May the Lord keep keeping you. We love you. Thank you so much for putting this challenge in our lives. Let's go back and position ourselves. Yeah. Jesus is coming, and we better be positioned when he comes. How do we occupy without positioning ourselves? So thank you so much for this challenging message, but we thank God that you have allowed, he has allowed you to edify the body of Christ. May God bless you. Val says, amen, my sis. Beautiful message for me as well. Wow. Thank you so much, Val. We love you, Pastor Pepsi. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
And now, my family, we are crossing over to our 1 o'clock news bulletin. Do not touch the dial.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Advertise your business on Radio Pulpit and get back on track. Radio Pulpit is a trusted brand for over 40 years with more than 400,000 listeners. We are now offering better than ever packages on radio and our combined platforms to boost your business. To advertise, contact Sunet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sunet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word advertise to 37871. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.